During the French Revolution, there was an attempt to eliminate Sunday by moving to a 10-day week. Of course, this failed. There was another attempt by the Soviet Union during the 1900s. They first tried to move to a 5-day week and then a 6-day week. It was a very atheistic regime, and it failed to eliminate Sunday. There was another attempt that tried not to eliminate Sunday, but simply to move it. But 150 years ago, that almost caught on. This was an attempt to adjust the calendar, to tidy it up a little bit. You know how Christmas is on, you know, Tuesday 1 year, then the next year it's on a Wednesday, and then Thursday keeps moving? Well, they were going to fix it so that it was always on the exact same day of the week. Holidays would always be on the same day. Your birthday would always be on a Tuesday, you know, or whatever day it was that you were born. Clean things up. And the way they would do that is by just adding a few, you know, one or two or three blank days at the end of every year to kind of just adjust things. It's almost caught on. But because Sunday is such a deep part of the human psyche, it didn't happen. There is something special about Sunday. Something that has now become virtually unchangeable in our worlds. The effect, the meaning of Sunday is that deep. So I'd invite you this morning to think about that, to consider why that is. What is so special, so significant, so unique about Sunday? Why was it that our Lord chose to rise from the dead on a Sunday? Could have done it on a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday's a fun day, right? But he chose Sunday. There's something about this day that changed everything in a way that is virtually now unchangeable. If you were to go back in the calendar 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years, what you would discover is that depending on where you lived, Sunday wasn't a thing. There was lots of different ways to keep track of time. The Africans had a 5-day week, the Assyrians 6, the Egyptians 10, Chinese 15, Germans 5, Romans 8. And yet, 2,000 years ago, when our Lord came, because of the resurrection, suddenly all of that changed. And Sunday, in the 7-day week, encircled the globe. All these other weeks, all these other ways of keeping track of time were eliminated, gone. Because something incredibly significant had happened. I had mentioned at the beginning that there's been various people who've tried to change the calendar and it didn't happen. Well, our Lord, because of his resurrection, because this was such a cataclysmic, world-changing, revolutionary event, not only changed the calendar for the followers of God, the family of God, but for the entirety of creation. What happened on that day that was so significant? Our Lord rose from the dead on that day. And this changed everything. The church fathers, in reflecting about this and what was going on and what happened, they reflected on Scripture, how Scripture talks about this new creation. Our Lord, our God, he created the worlds. We have this kind of very poetic, figurative way of explaining creation, these 7 days. And then he rested on the 7th day. But when our Lord came, when our Lord rose again, not on the 7th day, not on Saturday, but on Sunday, the day for the people of God, the day that became significant, the day that was reflective of our relationship with God, changed from Saturday to Sunday. The church fathers understood this as this new creation. They talked about the 8th day You think, what is the eighth day? I thought there's only 7 days in a week. What's this eighth day? Well, you got the first 7 days of creation. But then when our Lord came and he rose from the dead on the eighth day, on the first day of the week, it was this new creation that radically changed everything, not only for his followers, but for everybody around the world. Everybody now uses Sunday. They all use the seven-day week because this was so significant, so amazing, so radical. Revelations 21:5 says, "Behold, I make all things new." St. Paul wrote, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." This was a new creation, radically affected everything. Christ's resurrection. Our very week, the way we keep track of time, the way you decide when you're going to meet up with somebody or what touches every part of your life, all of that goes back to the resurrection, to the Lord. He's touched your life, whether you realize it or not. The day moved for the people of God from the last day of the week to the first day of the week. The last day of the week was originally kind of looking backwards, looking at creation, how God created the worlds in 7 days. But with this new creation, the view changes to the first day of the week, to looking forward to the rest of the week, to looking forward in time to all that Christ is doing, to your own resurrection if you've put your hope in him at the end of time. Christ is the firstborn, but you too will rise in Christ if you have put your hope in him. And so Christians begin meeting on this day to celebrate, to rejoice in what had taken place. You know, Acts 20, verse 7 says that the Christians gather on the first day of the week to break bread. You know, breaking bread, of course, was the early nickname for the Mass. They would break bread together. In 1 Corinthians 16:2, Paul talked about setting aside offerings on the first day of the week. Why? Because that's when Christians met. In this form of the Mass, we celebrate, the priest celebrates what's called Ad Orientem, toward the east. So we're all facing east, especially in this building, not just figuratively, but actually we're facing east. This is another reminder of the resurrection, the rising sun. Remind us of our Lord who rose from the dead. It also reminds us why we're meeting today. So this is the first day of the week. Look at the creation narrative. It was light that God created on the first day of creation. And so we turn to the light, to turn facing east, toward the rising sun, to remember this new creation that we're entering into because of the resurrection as we worship on the first day of the week. Today is the day of the resurrection, the day that changed everything, the day that cemented the seven-day week for the entire world, that brought us all into the experience of this new creation, this new work of Christ. This is why we gather. So if then this day is so significant for us as Catholics, for us as followers of the Lord, I would invite you to consider how you're practicing this day. It's a huge day. It commemorates and brings into the present this amazing event of the work and ministry and the resurrection of our Lord. So how do you respond to this? How do you follow this? In the old law, the people of God were required on the day that symbolized their relationship with God to take a Sabbath, to stop everything that they were doing for rest and also for worship. Now, the interesting thing about a Sabbath rest is that it's kind of hard to keep this secret. It's very public. Hey, Joe, how come you're not opening the bakery today? I was hoping to buy some bread. Oh, it's a Sabbath. You're resting today. But don't you want to make some money? You know what? If you take the Sabbath and you follow that, everybody is going to know about it. We have a little bit of an issue in our culture. We have many folks who are under the belief that, you know, I can just believe in God from my house. And that's good. That's good enough. You know, everything will be fine with that. But because this day is so significant, we're called specifically by our Lord and by the church, by the example, to come together publicly on this day. This is our family gathering. This is shows forth our identity. And so it's really, really important to celebrate it publicly, to come together with the people of God. This is this huge event. And so we come together on this day to celebrate. In the Old Testament, the scripture says that it was a sin punishable by death if someone were to profane the Sabbath. Now, as far as my research goes, I can't find any record of anybody actually being put to death for profaning the Sabbath. There had to be all these witnesses, and this whole judicial system was very complicated. It made it very difficult to take someone's life for missing the Sabbath, so it probably didn't happen. However, the Lord gave that law to his people to drive home the point of how important that day was, that special day, that unique day that identified the people of God as his people, showed forth their relationship with him. And so we also come together for that same reason. You know, for us as Catholics, the church has laid down to make this clear that it's a precept of the church, that all of us as Catholics are obligated to be at Mass on Sundays and holy days, unless, of course, you're sick, you know, you can't do that. So the church teaches that if you deliberately and knowingly miss this holy obligation, that's a mortal sin, meaning that it causes spiritual death. And I know some of you are thinking like, oh no, I missed Mass a few times. I didn't realize that this was a spiritual death. That sounds pretty bad. I need to run to the confessional, have Father Jim hear my confession here, get me all good to go. Calm your heart. It's okay. You didn't know. But now you do. So to whom much has been given, much is required. This is how we show that we're part of the family of God, by celebrating this day, by coming together, by thanking the Lord for all that he's given us, giving him the first and best part of our week. This is such a momentous, amazing thing. The smallest, least we can do is come together and publicly to thank the Lord. So what's the big deal about Sunday? Why is this so important? It was on a Sunday. This is the day that our Lord chose to institute this new creation, this new work of the Spirit, something that would spread around the world and change the way that pretty much everybody keeps track of time. All that points back to the resurrection. It's a day of rest and worship, coming together as a family, publicly showing forth our love and our appreciation for all that God has done for us. Each Sunday is, in a way, a little Easter. It's Resurrection Day. It's a day that fills us with hope, with life, because Christ, our Lord, has risen from the dead, and he makes all things new. Amen.